How did the two of you decide to get together and write Love Wins?
Well, Mel and I'll take first, if that's cool, Mel.
Sure, yeah.
Mel and I have been writing together for about, 2 years, I would say, roughly, year and a half.
Something like that, yeah.
We've become good buddies and writing songs. And, you know, it kind of started, the idea in general kind of came when the George Floyd incident happened, and just kind of trying to at the point just going, what is going on? Like, why does this keep happening? Why? And like, just, you know, all the emotions, scared, confused, mad, not knowing how to fix anything, like, you know, kind of thing. And the idea for the Love Wins and kind of the chorus came to me, and immediately I wanted two things personally, as a man and a husband and a human, knew that I needed to do more and understand more and ask more questions and be more part of a conversation to, you know, get to a place where we get us all to the table to have a conversation and maybe using love to get us there, you know, the words that come with love, you know, kind of idea. And, you know, Mel and I first sat down, we talked for two hours probably before we wrote a word down. And I think we kind of wrote the song inside that conversation, I think, a little bit. And that's kind of how, you know, it started. I always respected Mel as a, you know, as a writer, as well as just a thoughtful, thinking man. And, yeah, that's kind of where it came from. Like, that's how it started, I guess, a little bit. So.
Okay, great. Mel, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, and I'll just add that, you know, we were, very intentional. I love that Wyatt pointed out that the song kind of wrote itself in a conversation. So we were intentional to make the song a conversation in hopes that it would inspire other conversations, you know. And so while the song wrote itself, I feel like we were very intentional to make sure that it was a conversation, that we weren't just making statements, but we were talking to each other and trying to understand one another better.
Okay. Now, Love Wins, obviously, it's about love. It's a very positive message. So when you two sat down to write this song, was that important to keep it a very positive theme?
Very, very important. Like, that was our biggest goal, a lot of it was, like, not letting, for lack of a better word, I don't want to say side, because, you know what I mean, but just, like, part of our conversation was that everything's so heightened and everybody's so mad and scared and all the things that everybody's just yelling and nothing's getting done. And like, the idea was to make sure we stayed above that fray.
Uh-huh.
So there wasn't, nothing could make it about anything else but what it's about. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. But
okay,
that it's just about love and that it's about that. And then let's figure out how to deal with all the other things, but let's use that as our weapon. Use love as our weapon. Use that, you know,
so,
get to the table and actually have a conversation.
So did the two of you...
Yeah, I feel like...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mal.
I was just going to say, I feel like, you know, we were conscious of the fact that our media outlets, our social streams are all filled with divisive verbiage and language. It's us versus them. It's them over there and us over here. And what has happened, I think, from a political standpoint, is both sides have decided to incite fear over whatever's going to happen in our political. And so when it comes to these issues, when it comes to the issue of racism in America or police brutality in America, you know, it's easy to pick a side, and I think just to echo what Wyatt was saying, I think it was really important to us to not make the song political or choosing a side. It's wherever you are, come to the table and try to understand better whoever you are, whatever side you're on. That stuff doesn't matter. But as long as we get down in our foxholes and shoot at each other, we will never find.